Will you please turn to the Gospel according to Matthew?
请翻开马太福音。
Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音第六章。
We will read again verse 9 through verse 13.
我们由第九节读到十三节。
Matthew chapter 6 verse 9.
马太六章第九节。
Thus therefore pray ye, Our Father, who art in the heavens, let thy name be sanctified, let thy kingdom come, let thy will be done as in heaven, so upon the earth. Give us today our needed bread,And forgive us our debts, as we also forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but save us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen.
所以你们祷告要这样说。我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们，免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债，不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶，因为国度、权柄、荣耀，全是你的。直到永远，阿门。
And then will you please turn to the book of Hebrews?
请我们再翻到希伯来书。
Hebrews chapter 2.
希伯来书第二章。
We'll read from verse 5 through verse 10.
由第五节读到第十节。
Hebrews chapter 2, verse 5.
希伯来书第二章第五节
For he has not subjected to angels the habitable world which is to come, of which we speak. But one has testified somewhere, saying, What is man that thou rememberest him, or son of man that thou visited him? Thou hast made him some little inferior to the angels.Thou hast crowned him with glory and honor, and hast set him over the works of thy hands. Thou hast subjected all things under his feet. For in subjecting all things to him, he has left nothing unsubject to him. But now we see not yet all things subjected to him.But we see Jesus, who was made some little inferior to angels, on account of the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, so that by the grace of God he should taste death for everything. Verse 10. For it became him, by whom are all things,And for whom are all things? For whom of all things and by him are all things? In bringing many sons to glory, to make perfect the leader of their salvation through suffering.
我们所说将来的世界，神原没有交给天使管辖。但有人在经上某处证明说人算什么你经顾念他世人算什么你经眷顾他你叫他比天使微小一点赐他荣耀尊贵为冠冕并将你手所造的都派他管理叫万物都伏在他的脚下既叫万物都服他就没有剩下一样不服他的只是如今我们还不见万物都服他唯独见那成为比天使小一点的耶稣，因为受死的苦， 就得了尊贵荣耀为冠冕，叫他因着神的恩为人人尝了死味。原来那为万物所属为万物所本的，要领许多的儿子进荣耀里去，使救他们的元帅因受苦难得以完全，本是合宜的。
Let us have a further word of prayer.
我们再有一点的祷告。
Dear Lord, our hearts do bow low before Thee.
亲爱的主，我们的心在你面前俯伏。
Acknowledging Thee as the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings.
我们承认你是万主之主，你是万王之王。
We praise and thank Thee because Thou art the God who is full of mercy.And grace.
我们感谢赞美你，因为你是那位满有恩典怜悯的神。
Thou the God of kingdom, power, and honor.
国度、权柄、荣耀都是你的。
Dear Lord, as we gather together in Thy presence,
亲爱的主，当我们聚在你面前的时候
，May Thy glory descend.Upon us.
愿你的荣耀降在我们的当中。
Not only to enlighten us, but even to subdue us.
不单只明亮我们，也在这里制服我们。
We pray that thy glory may not be just something outside, but it may be something deep within.
我们实在求你，叫这样的荣耀不单单是外面的，而是在我们心中的深处。
Will you please to make thy glory so working us that we may be changed and be conformed to thy glory?
我们实在求你，用你的荣耀做工在我们的里面。叫我们都给磨成你自己的形象。
May thy glory be not only something outside.
愿你的荣耀不光光是一些外面的东西。
But may thy glory fill our being.
愿你的荣耀充满我们全人。
We ask in thy precious name.
我们奉你宝贝的名祷告。
Amen.We thank God for giving us another opportunity to gather together in His presence.
我们感谢主再给我们有一次机会聚在他同在的面里面。
I believe everybody here knows the theme of this time.
我相信大家都知道这次聚会的主题了。
For thine is the kingdom and the power.And the glory forever.
国度、荣耀、权柄都是你的，直到永远。
And this is not just something we talk about.
这不光光是我们谈谈而已。
This is something that must be a reality in our life.
这实在必须成为我们生活里面的实际。
Because we know when our Lord Jesus taught his disciples to pray that prayer.
当我们的主教导门徒这样祷告的时候
And as we pray that prayer.
当我们这样祷告
It fills our heart with worship and praise.
在我们的心中就充满了敬拜与赞美。
It is not only our heart desire that all the things that we pray for may be reality to us.
不单单我们所祈求的这一切成为我们的实际。
But that prayer may become our testimony to the world.
而这一个祷告要成为我们在世人面前的见证。
We testified to the world.
我们向着世界做见证
that the name of the Lord Jesus must be sanctified.
让主的名尊为圣。
That his kingdom must come.
他的国要降临。
And his power will be manifested even today.
他的权柄今天要彰显出来。
And as we testified to that truth,
当我们为了这样的真理做见证的时候
not only with our words,
不单单用我们的言语
but even with our very life,
是用我们的生命来做见证。
So when the word is spoken,
所以当这样的话语出来的时候
there is testimony, there is power.
那里就带着见证，那里就带着能力。
We remember in Revelation chapter 12, verse 11.
我们记得在启示录第十二章第十一节那里说
Now it says, they overcome the accuser by the blood of the Lamb.
弟兄胜过他是因着羔羊的血。
By the word of their testimony.
和自己所见证的道。
And they love not their life even unto death.
他们随之于死也不爱惜性命。
What do you mean by the word of their testimony?
这里讲到说他们所见证的道是什么意思呢?
It means that they have the reality of their testimony in them.
就是说出他们的身上有那见证的实际。
And therefore, when they speak it out, there is power.
所以当他们讲出来的时候，是带着能力。
There is power to defeat the enemy, the accuser.
他们带着能力控告仇敌，在那里抵挡仇敌那个控告人。
So dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
when we are fellowshipping on this matter,
当我们交通到这件事的时候
Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever.
国度、权柄、荣耀都是你的直到永远。
It must be a reality in our lives.
这个要成为我们生命里面的实际。
Otherwise, we will be bearing false witness.
不然的话我们就是在这里做假见证。
And there will be no power behind it.
那就带不出能力。
So it is the prayer of our hearts.
所以这是我们心中的祷告。
As we talk about, thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory.
当我们讲到国度、权柄、荣耀都是你的时候
That is not just something we talk about.
不光光是我们讲讲而已。
It is something that has been wrought into our lives.
这些是在我们生命里面在那里夺去我们。
That his kingdom is a reality in our lives.
国度在我们的生命里面是一个实际。
That he is the supreme sovereign over us.
他在我们身上有绝对的权柄。
That his power has manifested in us.
他的权柄在我们身上能够彰显出来。
And he has brought us into his glory.
他把我们带进他的荣耀。
So brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
I believe this is something very, very urgent and important.
在这里, 这是一件非常迫切重要的事情。
We don't want to talk about it, and yet it is only the exercise of our mind.
我们不愿意只是谈谈而已。只是我们心思上的一些经过的事情。
As we talk about it, we want it to be something that really work in our lives.
当我们讲到这个题目的话，愿意这实在成为我们生命里面的实际。
That it may be something that we can testify about.
成为我们带出来的见证。
So this is the prayer of our hearts.
这是我们心中的祷告。
My responsibility is on the third part.
我的责任乃是讲到第三部分。
Thine is the glory.
荣耀是你的。
The first time we talk about what is glory.
头一堂我们交通到什么是荣耀。
We see that glory is the manifestation of the character of God. When God's glory appeared, His character is being revealed.
当神的荣耀显现的时候, 是他的性格在那里彰显出来。
And when His character is being revealed,
当他的性格在那里显明出来的时候,
it is not just something to be seen objectively.
并不光光是我们客观地在那里看一看,
but that His character may really characterize each and every one of us.
而他的性格要成为我们每个人的性格。
In other words,
换句话说,
when the God of glory appeared,
当荣耀的神显现的时候,
there must be a change in our life.
在我们的生命里面必须有改变。
We will begin to see who we are, what we are.
我们要开始看见我们是谁，我们的光景如何。
That we are full of sin and shame.
我们满了羞愧，满了罪污。
And by His grace, we will be changed.
就是他的恩典，我们被改变。
We will be justified.
我们被称义。
We will even be sanctified.
我们还能够成圣。
And also to be glorified.
然后得荣耀。
So, glory manifests the character of God.
荣耀彰显神的性格。
Glory also is the manifestation of His act.
荣耀也是他
Whatever He does is full of glory.
他所做的一切都满了荣耀。
Not only in the old creation,
不单单在旧造的当中,
when the heaven declares His glory,
诸天述说他的荣耀,
and the firmament His praises,
在穹苍传扬他的手段,
but even in the new creation,
在新造的当中,
we find the glory is so rich and full.
我们看到荣耀是那样的丰富。
It is the glory of His grace.
乃是他荣耀的恩典。
That we sinners not only should have our sins forgiven,
我们这些罪人不单止罪得赦免,
but we may be born again.
我们能够被重生。
We may be born with a new life.
我们会得到一个新的生命。
It is Christ in us, the hope of glory.
基督在我们的里面成了荣耀的盼望。
So when we see the act of God,
所以当我们看到神的作为,
it is not just something to be admired.
不光光是叫我们只是羡慕而已。
We will find it works in our life.
我们实在看到他在我们生命里面做工。
And we shall be transformed from glory to glory.
我们就被改变，荣上加荣。
Yeah, as if by the Spirit, God, Lord, the Spirit.
这真是神的灵所做成的。
And we also find when glory appears,
我们也看到当荣耀显出的时候,
it often tells us of the satisfaction of God.
也告诉过我们神在那里得着满足。
So when the tent of meeting was set up,
所以当会幕给支搭起来的时候,
and when it is built according to all the directions of God,
当他照着神所指示一切来造成的时候,
nothing out of the mind of man,
没有一点是出于人的意思,
but it all originates in God.
都是从神而来的。
And we find glory fill that place.
我们就看到神的荣耀充满在会幕的门。
And the same thing is true with the temple in Jerusalem.
同样在耶路撒冷的圣殿也是如此。
When Solomon finished the temple,
当所罗门建好圣殿的时候,
his wisdom is manifested in following, in obeying all the commands of God.
他的智慧 是因着他完成遵着神的吩咐与计划来完成。
And we find the glory of the Lord filled that temple.
我们就看到神的荣耀充满在圣殿里面。
God is satisfied.
神的心意得着满足。
So dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，How do we know that we have seen His glory?
我们怎么知道我们见过他的荣耀呢
？Unless we find there is change in our life.
除非在我们生命里面我们有改变。
Unless we begin to experience His grace.
除非我们经历了他的恩典。
Unless we find that He is satisfied with us.
除非我们看到他在我们的身上得着满足。
So these things we have fellowship in the past.
这是我们上一次所交通过的。
And this morning we will like to the second one.
今天我们要进入第二部分。
And that is, thine is the glory.
乃是荣耀是你的。
Glory belongs exclusively to God.
荣耀只是归给神的。
He is the God of glory.
他是荣耀的神。
That is His prerogative.
这是他的性格。
You remember when God created the universe.
我们知道当神创造宇宙的时候。
We find that glory was there.
我们看到那里有荣耀。
How do we know?
我们怎么知道呢
？Because if you read the book of Revelation chapter 4.
如果我们看启示录第四章的时候
You know, Revelation chapter 4.
启示录第四章
The Apostle Paul, John was in the Spirit.
使徒约翰在灵里
And he was being lifted up to the third heaven.
他被提到三层天上
And he saw a glorious scene.
他看到一个荣耀的景象
Now, this is a replay of the glory of God in creation.
这是神荣耀在创造当中的重显。
John was shown a scene of the glory of God in creation.
神，约翰被主带到，看到创造的荣耀的那幅图画。
He saw a throne set up there.
他看到宝座在那里。
And he saw one sit on the throne.
他看到那位坐在宝座上的。
And he was surrounded by 24 elders.
24长老围绕在宝座的面前。
These were the elders of the universe.
这是宇宙里面的长老。
They were given to control the universe for God.
他们是被差派统管神的宇宙。
And he found the living creatures.
也看到活物。
And these living creatures were crying day and night unceasingly.
这些的活物昼夜不停地在那里说述说。
And they are crying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was and who is,And who is to come.
他们昼夜不住地说圣哉圣哉圣哉主神是昔在今在以后永在的全能者。
And while these living creatures were giving glory and honor and thanksgiving to God.
当这些活物将荣耀尊贵感谢归给神的时候。
And the 24 elders will fall before him.
二十四位长老俯伏在他的跟前
，and do homage，
在那里俯伏敬拜。
To him that lives to the ages of ages，
说敬拜那永永远远的。
And they will cast their thrones, crowns before the throne，
又把他们的宝座放在宝座前。
And in verse 11，
第十一节说
，They say, Thou art worthy, our Lord and our God。
我们的主我们的神你是配得荣耀
To receive glory and honor and power
你是配得荣耀尊贵权柄的
Why?
为什么
For thou hast created all things And for thy will they were And they have been created created.
因为你创造了万物，并且万物是因你的旨意被创造而有的。
So we know this is the glory of God manifested in creation.
这里就是神的荣耀透过创造在那里彰显出来。
After God created all things for His will,
神为了他的旨意创造物一切之后，
and then you find the living creatures, they're crying out day and night, holy, holy, holy.
你看到那四合物昼夜的不住的说圣哉圣哉圣哉。
They give glory and honor to God all the time.
荣耀尊贵一直的不停的归给神。
And the elders fell down and worship.
二十四长老俯伏。敬拜。
So this is the glory of God in creation.
这是神的荣耀在创造的里面彰显出来。
Now even after this creation had undergone a change,
不知道这些的被造在那里发生了这样的变化。
And yet in Isaiah chapter 6,
在以赛亚书第六章，
you find that when King Uzziah was dead,
在乌西亚死的时候，
the prophet Isaiah went into the temple.
先知以赛亚进到殿里面，
and there he saw something.
他在那里所看到的。
This is recorded in chapter 6.
这是记载在以赛亚书第六章。
In the year of the death of King Uzziah, I saw the Lord sitting upon the throne.High and lifted up, and his train filled the temple.
当乌西亚崩的那年，我见主坐在高高的宝座上，他的衣裳垂下，遮满圣殿。
And seraphims were standing above him, each with six wings. With twin he covered his face, and with twin he covered his feet, and with twin he flew.
其上有三阿佛四密，各有六个翅膀，用两个翅膀遮脸，两个翅膀遮脚，两个翅膀飞翔。
And one called to the other and said, Holy, holy, holy is Jehovah of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory.
彼此呼喊说，圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，万军之耶和华，他的荣光充满全地。
Even though the earth had undergone a change,
虽然地上发生了变化，
and yet before God, His glory never changes.
但是在神的面前，那个荣耀没有改变。
His glory filled all the earth.
他的荣光充满全地。
So we find that glory is God's exclusive right.
所以荣耀是神独有的权利。
And sometimes as you read the Bible,
有的时候当我们读圣经的时候，
you will find that these two words, God and glory, are interchangeable.
你就发现神跟荣耀可以相换运用的。
When it mentions glory, it means God.
当这里说到荣耀是讲神的意思。
When it mentions God, it means glory.
让你讲到神，让你讲到荣耀。
So we find glory belong to God.
所以我们说荣耀是属于神的。
This is an eternal fact.
这是一个永远不改变的事情。
I think this is something we have to remember.
我们要记住，
glory belongs to God.
荣耀是属于神的。
God is the God of glory.
神是荣耀的神。
It is His right. It is His privilege.
这是他独有的特权。
But as we know, something happened in the universe.
我们知道在宇宙当中发生了一些事情。
We do not know when did it happen.
我们不知道是什么时刻发生的。
But from reading the word of God,
当我们读神的话的时候，
we realize that the earth that God has created had undergone a change.
我们知道神所创造的地发生了变化。
As you find in Genesis chapter 1 and chapter 2, and verse 1 and verse 2.
创世纪第一章第一第二节里面看到。
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
起初神创造天地。
That is the beginning of God's creation.
这是神开始的创造。
And when God created anything,
当神创造任何的事情
He will never create anything unfinished.
他不会造一些没有完成的创造。
When he created, everything will be perfect.
当他创造的时候，一切都是完美的。
But unfortunately, in verse 2,
但很可惜，到了第二节的时候，
that the earth has become void and empty.
说地就成为空虚混沌。
Something had happened to our universe.
在宇宙当中发生了一些事情。
We know what had happened.
我们知道发生了哪些事。
Because when you read the word of God,
当你读神的话的时候，
even though God did not tell us in plain language,
虽然神没有很清楚地说明这些事，
and yet God used parables to tell us what had happened.
神用了一些的比喻告诉我们所发生的事。
There are two places.In the Old Testament.
在旧约里面有两处的圣经。
When you find in Ezekiel chapter 28.
在以西结28章那里有这样说到。
And in other, you find it in Isaiah chapter 14.
另外在以赛亚14章也有这样的记载。
Now let us read Ezekiel chapter 28.
我们来读以西结28章。
And we will read from verse 11.
以西结二十八章十一节开始。
Ezekiel 28 verse 11.
以西结书二十八章第十一节。
And the word of Jehovah came unto me, saying, Son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyre, and say unto him, Thus saith the Lord Jehovah.
第十一节，耶和华的话临到我说：“人子啊，你为推罗作起哀歌说，主耶和华如此说：你无所不备，智慧充足，全然美丽。”
Now, brothers and sisters, you find God used two parables.
主在这里用了两个比喻。
One is the king of Tyre.
一个是用推罗王。
And then in Isaiah, he used the king of Babylon.
在以赛亚书他就用了巴比伦王。
But when you read these two places,
当你读这两处的经文的时候，
you find the descriptions far surpass anything on human beings.
这里所形容的是远超过人的境界。
No matter how great was the king of Tyre,
不管托罗王是多么的伟大。
No matter how great was the king of Babylon.
不管巴比伦王是多么的伟大。
But when you read the description, you find they do not fit any human beings.
当你读到这里所形容的，发现这里所讲的超越任何人所能代表。
Because they refer to angels.
因为这里是指到天使。
Angels were the creation in the first creation.
天使是在神首先创造的里面。
Because in the first creation there was no man.
因为在第一次的创造当中那里没有人。
The highest of God's created in the first creation were angels.
在神第一次的创造里面最高等的是天使。
They were called the morning light.
因为他们是称为早晨之星。
Because they were first created.
因为他们是首先被创造的。
So when you read these two descriptions,
当你读这两处的形容的时候，
immediately you realize they refer to the angels.
你马上你就知道这里是指到天使。
In verse 1 it said, Thou,Who seal up the measure of perfection, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty.
在第十二节里说，你是无所不备，智慧充足，全然美丽。
Now this cannot refer to the king of Tyre.
这实在不是形容推罗王的。
It is something beyond him.
这完全是超越他的。
And actually, God was referring to an archangel.
这里神是指着天使长说的。
Maybe he was the first one created.
他可能是首先被造的。
And when God created him,
当神造他的时候，
he was created with a measure of perfection.
他是被创造的是全然的美丽。
He was full of wisdom and perfect in beauty.
他是智慧充足，全然美丽。
And he was in Eden, the garden of God.
那个时候他在伊甸，神的园子里面。
Now this does not refer to the garden of Eden in the second creation.
这不是说到第二次创造里面的伊甸园。
Where Adam and Eve were.
就是亚当夏娃住的地方。
This refers to the garden of Eden in heaven.
这是说到在天上的伊甸园。
And God said, every precious stone was thy covering.
这里说是有各样的宝石佩戴。
10 different kinds of precious stones.
有十种的宝石。
Were his covering.
在那里说你他是佩戴这样的宝石。
And the workmanship of thy timbers and of thy pipes were in thee.
说这里有精美的骨笛在你那里。
He was not only adorned with 10 different kinds of metal.
他不单单是佩戴十种的宝石。
But when he was built, he was given talents of music.
他被造的时候也给了他音乐的这样的天才。
Now we wonder whether this archangel was to lead all the angels in worship and in praise.
我们不知道是不是这位天使长他要带着所有的天使在那里敬拜赞美。
Now what was his position?
他的职位是什么呢？
In verse 14,
在第十四节告诉我们，
Thou was the anointed covering cherub, and I set thee, so thou was upon the holy mount of God. Thou didst walk up and down in the midst of the stone of fire.
你是那受高遮蔽约柜的基路伯，我将你安置在神的圣山上，你在发光如火的宝石中间往来。
Now we know when God commanded Moses to build the tent.
我们知道当神吩咐摩西在那里建殿的时候。
And in the holiest of all,
在至圣所里面。
There was the ark.
在那里有约柜。
And the cover of the ark is the mercy seat.
约柜上面有施恩座。
God sits upon the mercy seat.
神坐在施恩座上。
But on the mercy seat you find two cherubim.
在施恩座上面你看到有两个基路伯。
They cover the mercy seat.
在那里遮盖施恩座。
So here you find that is the reality in heaven.
你就看到这是天上的实际。
God was sitting on his throne.
神坐在他的宝座上。
But there will be cherubims covering the throne.
在那里有基路伯遮盖宝座。
They were privileged to be so near to God.
他们有这样的特权，与神是那么的接近。
And then you find in verse 15.
在十五节告诉我们，
Thou was perfect in thy ways from the day that thou was created.
你从受造之日所行的都完全，后来在你中间又查不出不义。
When he was created, he was perfect.
在受造之日是完美的。
And there you find he.Was perfect in his ways.
就是看到他所行的都完全。
In other words, how he was serving God perfectly.
就是说他服侍主是服侍的非常的完美。
And yet,
但是
someday something happened.
有一天有些事情发生。
It says, till right unrighteousness was found in thee.
说后来在你中间又查出不义。
By the abundance of thy traffic, they fill the midst of thee with violence, and thou hast sinned.
说因你贸易很多就被强暴的事充满以致犯罪。
Because he was given so much responsibility.
因为他得到很多的责任。
He was created in such beauty.
他是那样创造完美。
And he was full of talents.
他那里是智慧充足。
Gradually you find unrighteousness began to find in him.
但是后来慢慢在他身上查出不义。
He was created perfect.
他是被造无所不备完全的。
But because of his wisdom, his power, his position,
因着他的智慧、他的权柄、他的位置，
something began to change in him.
在他里面起了一些的变化。
He began to be unrighteous.
他里面就出了不义。
He began to be proud of himself.
他那里就产生了骄傲。
He began to be violent to others.
他那里就向别人行暴力。
He began to feel that he was above them.
他慢慢就觉得他超越别人。
And because of this change,
因为这些的变化，
so God cast him out from the mountain of God.
所以神就从神的山驱逐他。
So, brothers and sisters, here you find a hidden description.
在这里我们看到一个隐藏的形容。
Of what happened during the first world.
就是在头一个世界里面发生的事情。
And if you want to know what's happening in his heart.
如果你真是要知道他心中所发生的什么事。
And God used another parable.
所以神就另外用了一个比喻。
And that is Isaiah chapter 14.
乃是以赛亚书十四章。
Isaiah chapter 14.
以赛亚十四章。
Verse 12.
十二节开始。
When God was describing the king of Babylon,
当神在这里形容巴比伦王的时候，
we all know in history that Babylon was a great empire.
我们都知道巴比伦是一个伟大的帝国。
Then suddenly he changed his tone.
突然之间他改变了。
And he said, verse 12,
第十二节，
How art thou fallen from heaven, Lucifer, son of the morning?
这里说明亮之声，早晨之子，你何经从天坠落？
Here he called him Lucifer.
这里称他为路西佛。
The brilliant star.
明亮之星。
He is the son of the morning.
他是早晨之子。
In other words, he was first created.
就是说他是首先被造的。
But this archangel had fallen.
但这一位天使长堕落了。
And why is it so?
为什么呢？
Because if you read on,
如果你继续读下去的话，
you find there are the mentioning of five I.
这里提到五次的我。
In other words,
换一句话说，
instead of being conscious of God, his creator,
他应该意识到神创造他的那一位。
Instead of give glory to God for all that God has given him,
他应该把神赏给他的，因着神赏给他的一切，他应该把荣耀归给神。
You find that he began to think of himself.
反而他开始想到他自己。
He began to think of I.
他想到我。
And there are altogether five I.
这里一共有五次的我。
He said,
他说，
And thou didst say in thy heart, I will ascend into the heavens.
他说你心里曾说我要升到天上。
In other words, he was not satisfied with what God has given to him.
换句话说，他对于神赏予给他的，他不满足。
He was to ascend to the heavens.
他要升到天上。
And then the second I.
第二个我。
I will exalt my throne among the stars of God.
说我要高举我的宝座在神众星之上。
I want to be above all the other angels.
我要超越其他所有的天使。
And I will sit upon the mount of assembly in the recesses of the north.
我要坐在聚会的山上，在北方的极处。
That is the secret place of God.
那是神的隐秘处。
The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
乃是父、子、圣灵的地方。
And he was to ascend to that place.
他要升到那里去。
I will ascend above the heights of the clouds.
我要升到高云之上。
And I will be like the Most High.
我要与至上者同等。
In other words, he wants to raise himself up to be equal with God.
他要提升自己，要与神同等。
And to put it in the New Testament term,
用新约的话来讲，
He wants to take the place of the Son of God.
他要取神儿子的地位。
So here you find that is the beginning of fall.
这是堕落的开始。
This is the reason why you find God dismiss him from heaven.
你就是发现这是为什么神把他从天上驱逐出去。
And when he was dismissed,
当他被驱逐出去，
evidently our universe was under his control.
你就发现在我们这个世界就受了他的控制。
And for this reason, our universe entered into void and empty.
所以为了这个原因，我们这一片的宇宙就变成空虚混沌。
You find everything become empty. That means purposeless.
你就发现充满了空虚，充满了没有意义。
And everything was in waste.
每一件事情都是废物。
So dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
You find that is the beginning of sin.
这是罪的开始。
God did not create sin.
神没有创造罪。
God did not create a devil.
神没有创造魔鬼。
But it is the archangel turned himself into the adversary of God.
乃是那位天使长，他把自己变成神的对头。
And the reason is because he was conscious of himself.
原因是他太意识到他自己。
It's his pride began his fall.
是他的骄傲把他带进堕落。
It is easy for God to destroy Satan.
神要毁灭撒旦很容易。
God can use his breath
to finish him. 吹一口气他就完了。
But God did not do that.
但神没有这样做。
God has his own strategy.
神有他的策谋。
It is for his own glory.
是为了他的荣耀。
That instead of defeating his enemy by himself.
他没有他自己用他自己来摧毁他的仇敌。
He adopted another strategy.
他就取了另外一个战略。
And that is the reason why we human beings are created.
那就是为什么我们人被创造。
So it is the will of God.
所以是神的旨意。
That instead of destroying the enemy all by himself.
他没有自己来毁灭仇敌。
He want to use man a little lower than the angels.
他要使用比天使微小一点的人
to defeat his enemy.
去击败他的仇敌。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
If God should destroy the devil by himself,
神可以摧毁魔鬼他自己。
He would get no glory out of it.
如果他这样做，他得不到荣耀。
Just like a grown up beating a little child.
就算一个大人打小孩一样。
There was no glory there.
在那里没有荣耀。
So he raised up someone inferior than the angel.
所以他就兴起了比天使微小一点的。
And used an inferior one to defeat the superior one.
用那个微小的去击败那个更强大的。
And by doing that, God gets the glory.
他这样做，神就得荣耀。
So dear brothers and sisters, do you realize what we men are created for?
弟兄姊妹，你知不知道我们是为什么被造呢？
Do you realize why is it that when God created man, he created in such a special way?
你知道当神造人的时候，为什么他是用这么特别的方法来造人呢？
The Bible tells us when God created man, he created man in his own image, in his likeness.
圣经告诉我们，当神造人的时候，他是照着他们的形象跟神的样式来造的。
This he had never done in the first creation.
在第一次创造里面，他从来没有这样做过。
When he created angels,
当他创造天使的时候，
he created angels by his wisdom and power.
他创造天使用他的智慧跟用他的能力来创造，
but never in his own image after his likeness.
但从来没有照着他的形象按着他的样式来造。
Only man was created in this special way.
只有人是这样特殊被造的。
Now why is it so?
为什么这样？
Because our God has a mission for man to fulfill.
因为神给人有一个使命去执行。
In his image,
照着他的形象。
And the image here does not refer to the outward form.
这个形象不是外面的样式。
It refers to his inward quality.
而是他里面的品质。
That's the reason why when God created man,
这是为什么当神造人的时候，
He created man with a spirit.
他造人是给他们一个灵。
Not only a body,
不单单人有一个身体。
Not only a soul,
不单单人有魂。
But also a spirit,
而且有灵。
Because God is spirit,
因为神是灵。
And only spirit can communicate with God.
只有有灵的才能够与神来交通。
And God created man with a free will.
神造人的时候给人一个自由的意志。
Because God is the supreme will.
因为神是那最高的旨意。
And if God gave man a will,
如果神给人一个意志，
And he does not give man any choice,
如果他不给人任何的选择，
What is that free will
mean? 那个自由的意志有什么意义呢？
So that's the reason why in the Garden of Eden you have the tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
为什么在伊甸园里面有生命树也有分别善恶树？
Man can choose the tree of life.
人可以拣选生命树。
That is to say, he wants to live by the life of God.
就是说他要按着依靠神的生命而活。
Not by his own life.
不是靠着他自己的生命。
He wants to depend upon God.
他要依靠神。
Live by God.
靠神而活。
Live for God.
为神而活。
That is a decision.
这是他的决定。
And the other decision is,
另外一个决定乃是，
He is free to choose if he wants to live for himself.
他也可以自由地去选择，如果他要为自己而活。
To develop his own knowledge of good and evil.
还发展他自己以为的知道的善恶。
Because the highest knowledge is the knowledge of good and evil.
因为最高层次的知识乃是分别善恶。
That is ethics.
这是道德。
That is moral.
这是道德的标准。
And you can depend upon yourself to decide good and evil.
你可以根据你自己来决定恶与善。
You are free for yourself.
你自己是完全自由的。
You become your own God.
你就成为你自己的神。
So you find there are two ways put before man.
所以在人的面前有两条路。
You can either depend upon God.
你可以依靠神。
And fulfill God's purpose.
完成神的旨意。
Or you are able to choose your own way.
或者你拣选你自己的路。
Live for yourself.
为你而活
，independent，
与神独立
，but the end is death，
但那结局乃是死亡。
So you find when God put Adam and Eve into the Garden of Eden，
所以当神把亚当夏娃放在伊甸园里的时候
，God put them before these two trees，
神把他们放在这两棵树的面跟前
，allow them to choose what they wanted。
让他们自己去拣选他们所要的。
And brothers and sisters, I know you all know the story.
弟兄姊妹，你们都知道下面的故事。
God wanted them to guard the garden.
神要他们看守这园子。
Because the garden had no wall.
因为这个园子是没有墙的。
God wanted to use Adam and Eve as the wall.
神要用亚当夏娃作为这个保护墙。
Why is it so?
为什么这样呢
？Because there was enemy outside.
因为在外面有敌人。
And God wanted man not only to till the ground.
神叫人不单单在那里治理这地。
And to subdue all things.
而且是在这里要管理一切。
It means to bring everything to the feet of God.
也就是说，要把一切都带到神的脚前。
To defeat the enemy's purpose.
在那里击败仇敌的计划。
But unfortunately, man was not faithful.
但是很可惜的，人没有向神忠心。
They did not guard the garden.
他们没有在那里看守园子。
And allowed the enemy to slip in.
他们让仇敌偷偷进来了。
Adam and Eve are supposed to be together.
亚当跟夏娃他们应该在一起的
Because the two has become one flesh.
因为他们二人已经成为一体
But somehow they were separated.
但是不知道为什么他们那个时候分开了
And the enemy used this opportunity.
所以仇敌就用了这个机会
To entice Eve.
在那里就诱惑了夏娃
And if you read how he did to Eve,
如果你看到他如何的在那里引诱夏娃
，You find that he used suggestion.
你看见他那里给他一些的建议
，Because he was admiring the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
因为夏娃很羡慕分别善恶树上的那个果子
，Because the fruit was good to eat.
因为那个果子好做食物
，And it was a beauty to look at.
而且那个看起来是悦人的眼目。
And while he was thinking,
所以夏娃在这里想
，the enemy put a fiery dart into her mind.
所以仇敌就在他的思想里面射了一个火箭。
Did God say you cannot eat any tree?
神难道说这园中的果子你都不可以吃吗
？Now that was absurd.
这正好是相反的一句话。
In other words, he suggested, "Did God want you to die?"
他说：“难道神叫你死吗
？”You have no food to eat.
你没有果子吃啊
？Of course not.
当然不是这样。
Because God planted all the fruit trees there.
因为神在园中种了各种的果树。
It is the food of their body.
是他们身体上面的食物。
And by that, he suggests.
这样，他又提了一个建议。
He forbid you to eat the tree of knowledge of good and evil because he was envious of you.
他不许你吃分别善恶树的果子，因为他妒忌你。
He does not want you to be God.
他不愿意你成为神。
If you eat it, you may not die.
如果你吃，就不一定死。
And you find he stirred up within Eve that flesh.
你就看到他那里挑动了夏娃的肉体。
And eventually, our forefather fell into the hand of the enemy.
最后，我们的始祖就失败在仇敌的手里。
Can we blame our forefathers?
我们应该怪我们的始祖吗？
It is true we have inherited from our forefathers that fallen nature.
当然，我们是从我们的始祖遗受了这些堕落的性情。
But when it comes to our actual life on earth,
但是当我们每个人在地上我们的生活的时候，
Is it not true that we always choose the tree of the knowledge of good and evil?
我们也是不是每次都在那里拣选分别善恶树的果子呢？
We want to be God of ourselves.
我们自己要做自己的神。
We want to be independent of God.
我们要向神宣告独立。
We want to live our own life for ourselves.
我们要为自己而活。
We are proud of ourselves.
我们自以为傲。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们。
And for that reason, unrighteousness prevails.
为了这样的原因，不义就进来了。
And death is the result.
死亡就是结果。
So, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们。
You find Satan try to tempt man and then use man to defeat the purpose of God.
撒旦在那里引诱人，用着人去击败神的计划。
You find in Isaiah chapter 42 verse 8.
在以赛亚书第42章第八节里面，
God said, I will not give my glory to another.
神说，我不把我的荣耀归给假神。
Nor my praise to the idolatrous image.
也不将我的称赞归给雕刻的偶像。
Now why is it so?
为什么这样？
We know that in the beginning, it is the will of God.
我们知道起初神的旨意是这样。
When God first created man,
当神首先造人的时候，
or before he created man,
或者他没有造人之前，
in his mind, he has a glorious idea.
在他的心中有一个荣耀的旨意。
We call it the eternal purpose of God.
我们说那是神永远的旨意。
Concerning man,
是对于人的。
He wanted man,To receive his life.
他要人得着他的生命。
That by that life, he will be able to be used by God to defeat the enemy.
借着这个生命，他能够让神使用击败仇敌。
And he wants that life in him is the hope of glory.
他让这个生命成为他里面荣耀的盼望。
That is to say, he wants that life to so grow in him.
他愿这个生命在人的里面成长。
That he will grow to maturity.
能够长大成人。
And so that he will enter into glory.
他能够进入荣耀。
Whom he has foreknown.
他预先所知道的。
He has predestinated.
他就预定他们。
To be conformed to the image of his beloved son.
被磨成他儿子的形象。
He wants his son to be not only the only born begotten, but the firstborn.
他愿意他的儿子不单单是独生子，而且是成为那长子。
And he wants many sons to be led by him into glory.
他要许多的儿子被带进荣耀里。
So in Romans chapter 8, verse 28 and 30.
所以在罗马书第八章二十八节到三十节里面。
For God has called.
说所被招的，神所招的。
He will justify.
他就称他们为义。
Whom he has justified.
他称为义的。
He will sanctify.
叫他们成圣。
Whom he will sanctify.
那些被成圣的，
He will glorify.
叫他们得荣耀。
So, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
It is the purpose of God that we enter into His glory.
这是神的旨意，要我们进荣耀。
He wants to give glory to man.
他要把荣耀赐给人。
But it is not by way of robbing him of his glory.
但不是去抢夺他的荣耀。
It is by way of glorifying him into glory.
乃是要借着荣耀神而得荣耀。
You know, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
the enemy uses vain glory to attract us.
仇敌用虚荣用虚浮的荣耀来吸引人。
What he promised to man is,
他应许给人的,
you will be like God.
你们会像神一样。
You will be like God by yourself.
你们自己能够像神一样。
You don't need God anymore.
你们不需要神了。
You will have glory.
你们会有荣耀。
And that's the reason why he used the world offering to man vain glory.
所以他就用这些的话把虚荣给人，虚假的荣耀给人。
What is the world? 世界是。
他用世界是什么呢？
The world is something organized by Satan to oppose God.
世界是被组织一个势力去在那里抵挡神。
So the Bible tells us the world is the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life.
圣经告诉我们，世界乃是肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲和今生的骄傲。
He uses these three things to cheat man, thinking that we have glory.
他用这三方面去欺骗人，叫人以为有荣耀。
But it is vain glory.
但这是虚假的荣耀。
Whatever the enemy offers to man is vain glory.
仇敌给人的都是虚浮的荣耀。
It will end in death.
结局乃是死亡。
Only the glory that God has given to us.
只有神给我们的荣耀。
It is real and everlasting.
那才是真实的，才是存到永远的。
So, sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
It does not mean that it is not God's will to bring us to glory.
不是说神的旨意不是要我们进入荣耀。
To share his glory with us.
他要与我们分享他的荣耀。
On the contrary, it is the will of God.
相反，神的旨意是要我们与他得到荣耀。
But this is something not for us to grasp at.
但不是我们自己去抢夺的。
If you try to grasp it,
如果你要去抢夺的话，
then you will end up in vain glory.
你反而得到的是虚浮的荣耀。
And the end is death.
结局乃是死亡。
If you are willing to submit to God,
如果你愿意伏在神的脚下，
and reach glory in His way,
你得的荣耀是按着他的方法，
then it will be real glory.
那才是真正的荣耀。
Let us use an illustration.
我们这样来讲述一下。
When man fell into the hands of the enemy,
当人在仇敌的手中失败的，
does it mean that God is defeated?
难道神就这样失败了吗？
No.
不是。
God does not change his strategy.
神没有改变他的战略。
He still wants to some inferior than the angels to defeat the enemy.
他仍然要比天使微小一点的人去击败仇敌。
But the man he created has failed.
但神所造的人失败了。
But God never failed.
但是神永远不失败。
So in the fullness of time, He sent His only begotten Son into this world.
所以当日期满足的时候，他就差他的独生子来到地上。
To be a man.
成为一个人。
Remember this.
记住。
The Word became flesh.
道成了肉身。
Tabernacle among men.
住在人中间。
Full of grace and truth.
充充满满的有恩典有真理。
So when our Lord Jesus come into this world.
所以当我们的主来到地上的时候。
Even though he is God.
虽然他是神。
And yet, he takes the position of a man.
但他取了人的形象。
And he was obedient to God.
他顺服神。
You find throughout his life.
所以在他一生的里面。
His only purpose of living is to glorify God.
他一生唯一的目的乃是要荣耀神。
He did not try to grasp glory.
他没有去与神争夺荣耀。
Instead, he laid down his glory.
乃是他放下他自己的荣耀。
And he stand on the position of a man.
他站在人的地位上。
Now the enemy tried to tempt him.
仇敌在那里要引诱他。
If you read the temptation of our Lord Jesus,
如果你读到主所受的试探，
you will find the temptation is along this line.
你发现那个试探乃是在这条线上的。
If you are the Son of God,
如果你是神的儿子，
you can do this, you can do that.
你可以做这个，你可以做那个。
And that is very true.
这实在是真实的。
But our Lord Jesus refused. To stand at the position of God.
我们的主他拒绝站在神的那个身位上。
Even though he is.
虽然他是神。
But he never acts on the position of God.
但他没有站在神的地位上来做。
He acts only and reacts only in the position of man.
他是站在人的地位上。来做。
Satan said, if you are the son of God, you can do this, you can do that.
撒旦说，如果你真是神的儿子，你可以做这个，做那个。
And the answer of God, of our Lord Jesus is, he is a man.
神，我们的主对撒旦的答案来说，我是一个人。
As man, he submitted himself to God.
作为一个人，他服在神的权柄底下。
Even to the very last.
直到最末了。
You remember John chapter 12.
你记得在约翰福音第十二章里面。
When he last entered into Jerusalem.
当他最后进耶路撒冷的时候。
That was the most glorious time of our Lord Jesus on earth.
那我是我们主在地上最荣耀的时刻。
The whole world seemed to be after him.
全世界都愿意跟从他。
Not only the Jews.
不单单犹太人。
But even some Gentiles wanted to see him.
那些外邦人也要来见他。
The Lord said, the time of our glory has come.
主说人子得荣耀的时候到了。
Unless a grain of wheat, the grain of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abides alone.
说一粒麦子若不落在地里死了仍旧是一粒。
But if it die, it bears much fruit.
若是死了就结出许多的子粒来。
And you find the Lord said if you lay down your life you gain it.
主说如果你放下自己的生命你就得着生命。
If you try to gain your soul life you lose it.
如果你希望你抓住得到爱惜你自己的魂生命你就会失掉生命。
And he turned to the Father and said,
然后他在神面前父说
Father, glorify thy name.
他说父啊你荣耀你自己的名。
And a voice from heaven said, I have glorified, and I will be glorified.
天上有声音说我已经荣耀了我的名还要再荣耀。
And because of this,
因着这样
the Father highly exalted him.
父就把他升为至高。
Giving him a name above all names.
把万名之上的名赏给他。
And to that name every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess.Jesus is Lord.
所以万口要承认万膝要跪拜说耶稣是主。
To the glory of the Father.
愿荣耀归给父神。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们。
This is the way to glory.
这是进入荣耀之路。
So you find in Hebrews chapter 2.
所以在希伯来第二章的时候。
It says, we have not seen all things being subjected to him.
这里说到我们还没有看到万物服在他自己的 传下。
But we see Jesus.
我们看到耶稣。
Who was made some literal inferior to angels.
唯独耶稣比天使微小一点的。
On account of the suffering of death.
因为受死的苦。
Crowned with glory and honor.
就得了尊贵荣耀为冠冕
so that by the grace of God he should taste death for everything
叫他因着神的恩为人人尝了死味
This is the way that our Lord Jesus entered into glory
这是我们的主进入荣耀的道路
This is God's way into glory
这是神的道路进入荣耀
But this is not something just for himself
但这不光光是为了他自己
He opens the way for us.
他为我们开了这条路。
And if we follow him,
如果我们跟着他,
we will also arrive at glory.
我们也能够达到进入荣耀。
So in verse 10 it says,
所以第十节那里说,
For it became him for whom are all things, and by whom are all things.
说原说原来那为万物所属为万物所本的
In bringing many sons to glory to make perfect the leader of their salvation through suffering
要领许多的儿子进荣耀里去使救他们的元帅因受苦难得以完全本是何宜的
When our Lord Jesus went to the cross
当我们的主上十字架
And that is the way to glory.
那是进入荣耀之路。
He did it not only for himself.
他不光光是为了他自己。
He did it for us.
他为我们而做。
Because the Bible said he is our leader.
因为圣经告诉我们说他是我们的元帅。
Now, the leader here is a very special word.
这里讲到元帅或者是领袖是一个很特别的字。
In the original, it is used in the New Testament only four times.
在原文的里面，在新约只用过四次。
And it all refers to our Lord Jesus.
都是指着我们的主而说的。
You find that in Hebrews chapter 2 verse 10.
我们在希伯来二章第十节这里。
And you find that in Hebrews chapter 12 too.
在希伯来书十二章第二节。
He is the leader, the author. Of our salvation,
他是那为我们救恩创始成终的那一位。
And you find that in Acts chapter 3 verse 15.
你在使徒行传三章十五节那里也这样说道。
There you find Peter and John said, "You slay the original of life."
那里告诉我们说，你们杀了那生命的主。
Brothers and sisters, that word is the same word.
那个主是同一个字。
And in Acts 5:21,
在使徒行传第五章二十一节里面也说。
Again, the same word is used.
那里有同样的话来说了。
In other words, that word means that he is not only the beginning, the one that started it, but he is also the one who caused it to be completed.
这个字的意思来说他不单单是那位创始的开始的那一位而且是他也是完成的也是成终的那一位
Our Lord Jesus had opened a new and living way for us
我们的主为我们开了一条又新又活的路
That is what you find in Hebrews chapter 10
这是在希伯来书第二章第十节
And there in chapter 10 he says He opens a new and living way for us through the veil.
这里第十章那里说，他为我们开了这条又新又活的路，是带进这个幔子。
Which is his flesh.
就是用着他的肉身。
Brothers and sisters, you know, between the holiest of all and the holy of the temple, there is a heavy veil.
你知道在圣殿里面圣所跟至圣所当中有一个很厚的幔子
It was beautifully made
那实在是非常的美丽的一个幔子
But it separated the holiest of all from the holy place
就把至圣所跟圣所来隔开
Because no one was fit to see God
因为没有人配得见神
And our Lord Jesus while he was in the flesh he was the veil
我们的主当他在肉身的时候，他就是那个幔子。
On the one hand, you find he was facing the Father.
一面你看着他是面向着父神。
And on the other hand of the veil, you find he separated all mankind from God.
在另外一面，他这个幔子把人与神完全的分开。
The more you look at the righteousness of our Lord Jesus,
你越看神，你看到耶稣基督身上的那个义。
The more it tells us that we cannot see God.
你就越认识我们不能够见神。
For righteousness, because it goes to the Father.
因为所有的公义都归给父神。
Why is it so?
为什么这样？
Because he's the only one that is right to see the Father.
因为只有他配得见父神。
But that means that we are all being excluded.
所以如果这样的话，我们就都被隔在外面。
Because we are all unrighteous.
因为我们都是不义的。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们。
But when that veil was broken.
当那个幔子裂开的时候。
When Christ died on the cross.
当我们的主在十字架上死的时候。
You find the veil in the temple was rent into two.
你看在殿里的幔子从上而裂开两半。
It's from top to bottom.
是从上而下裂开。
Not by man.
不是人裂开的。
God rent the veil.
神在那里撕裂了这个幔子。
God put his son into death.
神把他的儿子放在死地。
He tasted death for every man.
他为所有的人尝了死味。
And because the veil was broken,
因为幔子裂开了
the way to the holiest is open.
进到至圣所的路给打通
And our Lord Jesus is leading many sons into glory.
我们的主耶稣就带着许多的儿子进荣耀里
We must walk in the same way as he did.
我们要走在他走的路上
Because he has already opened it for us.
因为已经为我们打开了
And he is there.To help us to go.
他在那里也帮助我们进入。
Because he is our high priest.
因为他是我们的大祭司。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们。
The way that the Lord went to glory is the way he leads us to glory.
主进入荣耀的那条路就是他带我们进入荣耀的那条路。
So this is what the Lord has shown us.
这是主给我们看见的。
We hope we'll say something more if the Lord tarries.
如果主迟延，我们明天再讲一点。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父
，Our hearts are full of gratitude.
我们的心充满了感谢。
Because it is thy eternal will.
因为这是你永远的旨意。
That thou wants to glorify us.
你要我们得荣耀。
Forgive us if we try to grasp glory.
赦免我们，如果我们本来想强夺一些的荣耀。
Forgive us to being fooled by the enemy.
赦免我们，我们被仇敌所愚弄了。
In seeking vain glory of this world.
我们经常在世上世界里面寻求着虚浮的荣耀
Oh dear Lord show us thy way
亲爱的主叫我们看见你的道路
And lead us in the way of the cross to the throne
带领我们借着十字架进到得到冠冕
Prepare our hearts for this new and living way
预备我们的心走上这条又新又活的路
Sustain us by thee as our high priest
帮助我们扶持我们因着你是我们的大祭司
That thy will may be done on earth as it is in heaven
让你的旨意能够行在地上如同行在天上
We ask in thy precious name
我们奉你宝贝的名祷告